Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, Canada's national mortgage company. 802-3983 is a number you're going to want to keep handy through the course of the next 55 or so minutes as we jaw professionally with Angela Calla, one of the top five mortgage brokers in the province of British Columbia, and we're heard at this hour every weekend on this radio station. It's all about saving money on mortgages. Angela, I can't understand why when you were coming into the radio station today, and I said, well, most of the people that come and see you and are looking for money to make a purchase on their home, a lot of them seek out the services of yourself and your team at Dominion Lending Centers. They're under the age of 45. Like, surely those of us who are over 45 are still buying.
Oh, they certainly are. It's just a different mindset. I think that people in that age bracket, they're more technology savvy. They understand that there's different ways of doing things. And just statistically, 80% of the people that do use a mortgage broker are 45 and under, and the other 20% account for the other age group. And that's just because they don't know better. They just grew up in the day and age when that was the only alternative. And as the years have passed and as several more lenders have entered the industry has changed and become more competitive. There's just so many more options out there for Canadians.
Well, there's a comfort level, I guess, with people who have grown up dealing only with the bank before the whole mortgage brokerage business came about, or at least the awareness that folks like yourself can go out and work on behalf of clients, shop their scenario around, position them in front of, 90 or 100 different financial institutions and really get the best rate for them, saving them hundreds of dollars every month. Before that happened, people didn't, as you say, have a choice. They went into, one of the top five big banks and, they gave what their bank manager, would give them, and which isn't much.
Well, Manny, we have the pleasure of enlightening people every day. I had a client who had heard the show. They were scanning through the radio stations, driving around, heard the show, and they were having dinner with their parents that night. And they said, I called Angela Calla's office and her team after hearing the mortgage show, and she got us approved with no down payment. And her parents said, you can't do that. You can only buy with 25% down. So there's just so many options out there. And as we continue to educate people, we're here to help them make their dreams come true. But also, real estate prices have gone up so significantly in the years. So the industry has had to become more conducive to our current trends. And, we love being out there to educate people as their advisors, and we're here to help them for the years to come.
Consultation, no charge, 802-3983. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. I'm Manny Bazunas. Here's what you need to do if you're considering purchasing. You're not quite sure whether you've got enough money for a down payment. As Angela pointed out, it's really a generational thing. It was our parents would say, well, you got to have 25% down. No, you can get a mortgage now zero down, 5% down, even Angela, 3% down.
Yeah, you can. And Manny, that's actually one of the products that we help create. Having the pleasure of being on the Broker Advisory Council with one of the lending institutions, one thing that we found is that there was a gap between the 5% and the no money down. And the gap was the difference in the credit score that was required. But sometimes the difference between 30 basis points in a credit score, which is just 30 points of a percent, I don't want to confuse anybody out there with that word, is nothing. It could be simply they had to have a credit check because maybe they had to get a new place or maybe they needed a new piece of machinery for their business. So we were able to come up with the in-between that we found was a niche in the marketplace and assisted a lot of people not have their dreams come true because of that. And it was fabulous. Actually, pertaining to this exact situation, I had a client that heard the show, and they were planning on getting a 5% down payment gift from their grandma. And they're about ready to have a baby in about 2 months. They're getting married. They have so many things going on. And just about when the time came, some family issues came up, and all of a sudden, grandma decided that she didn't want to give them the 5%. They weren't quite at the position to do 100%, but because this new product became available, there's only very few lenders that are offering it. And because they had worked with us and only had the one credit check and we had the ability to shop all 90 lenders, we were able to get them their dream home, no family hesitation. They could do it 100% on their own and they didn't have to worry about anything.
you can't rely on the banks to come through for you when you walk in and do that kind of negotiating. You need Angela Kell and her team at Dominion Lending Centers. They're completely independent of all the big financial institutions and what they'll do. As she just pointed out, with this particular young and up-and-coming family, they took their particular scenario through 90 different financial institutions after grandma bailed out with that 5% down, unfortunately. Maybe waiting for the first grandchild to come along before she doles over the money. But in any event, what happens is this. Angela will take your scenario, and she'll position you properly in front of these 90 different institutions. And one of those, or more of those, will make their best offer to her. And she gets a discount because she takes them so much business, mortgage business, over the course of a week that they pass on a volume discount to Angela, and that discount is passed on to you. And that's how you can save literally hundreds of dollars per month. There is no charge for Angela's service. The institution at which your mortgage is finally placed, that institution will pay her fee. 802-398-3802-3983, and on the website, Angela Kella. That's with a C, angelacalla.ca. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN, 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Kella, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, Canada's national mortgage company, completely independent of all the big financial institutions. We should point this out too, Angela, because a lot of people who go into a bank and they see a sign saying, you know, mortgages turn left, and there's, you know, Manny Bazunas Mortgage Company. Well, really, it's just another arm of the bank. They've just put a different sign on it, and people think, hey, I'm dealing with an independent mortgage broker. In reality, you're still dealing with the bank.
Yes, definitely. And they only have the banks are wonderful. If it wasn't for all the institutions that we have access to and all the new lenders that are coming into the marketplace, that's what's driven down the rates and the new products that are available. But when you're limited to two or three products, if you don't fit in that realm or somebody else might have something better for you just prior to closing, you're just not in a position to get the best possible product. We see this all the time. I had a client who was self-employed, and that particular institution that they went and visited, they were dealing with their mortgage person. And the hoops that they had to go through and the things that they had to show weren't really adequate for what the financing needed. They heard the show. They gave me a phone call. They saw how easy it was and what the different options could be. And it was smooth sailing. They got more home than they thought they could get. They got all kinds of flexibility options because having their own business, they want to have the flexibility. Anybody who has a mortgage wants to know, what are all the pros? What are the cons? So I know, why did I take this? And how are you going to help me throughout the duration? Because we're consistent. At our company, we're self-employed. We're in business to be in business and consult you. We send information out to our clients pertaining to their mortgage and what's happening in the industry every 6 weeks. That service counts.
Well, you've got your own newsletter. If the people want to find out a lot more about you, they simply go onto your website, Angela Kella. That's with a C, angelacalla.ca. As you point out, Angela, you know, you're professionals in the business. I was reading an article the other day about lenders who actually work for some of the banks, the big banks, and how ill-trained they are. They're not really up. They're not up to speed.
Unfortunately, that's the case. They don't have to have a licensing to do what they do. They're just trained to sell a product. So there's no licensing. There's no accountability. There's no desire. They're compensated generally on a salary plus bonus, which is great. You know, there are some fabulous people out there, but it's just not their livelihood. They jump around a lot. And actually, I had a client last week who had been dealing with their institution for 20 years. They'd been nothing but happy. They had a wonderful person that they dealt with who knew the system through experience, not through the education, but just through being around for a long time. And she's gone. And they went and talked to two or three other different people at the institution. They just kind of, they couldn't get that feeling that the people that they were dealing with understood what they were going through. You know, they're self-employed. They had some different things that they wanted to do, and they had a couple of properties. And unfortunately, there's no education criteria for the people that you're dealing with.
Well, that's why, I think that's why the really important designation that you carry, accredited mortgage professional, accredited. There is a certification there. You have to really be up to speed. The mortgage industry, as Angela has pointed out on previous editions of the Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM, it can be a real minefield. It's a very complicated field. You don't really know, as a person who's not a professional, what you're getting yourself into. Can you get a better rate here? And if you do, what do you have to give up to get that rate? Well, Angela will point out all of the options to you, and that's really what you want, is options, something that suits your lifestyle. But I think the most amazing thing when we talk about experience and accreditation and a person who's up to speed in terms of their education on this, Angela, it's really important, I believe, that in your case, you deal with hundreds of different scenarios every week. You know instantly when someone calls you at 802-3983 and runs their scenario by you, you know instantly at least where to start in that direction. If you go in and talk to that 21-year-old new employee at that big bank who hasn't lived a life of experience, maybe sees one or two clients during the course of the week, really, how would they know where to go to get you, the client, the best rate?
That's right. But it's not only that. I mean, their age has nothing to do with it. But what it is they've only got two or three products, so they can only help the people that fit within that realm, whereas someone like myself can look at everything, and we know exactly how to position them and what the lenders want to hear. I had clients who have actually gone to the bank before they've heard the show, of course. They went to the bank, and they've actually disqualified themselves because they didn't know how to package it, and they went in a position of weakness and was honest and just said, this is my situation. But the way that we could package it just shows them to be that much stronger and that much better, that we're able to get them better financing even through their own institution in several cases.
Yeah, really interesting that you work on marketing a client, don't you?
That's all of it. How we position it and how a story is told by a client and how it's told by us is all the difference. You know, I've had this happen just recently. I had a client who had a mortgage with a particular institution and wanted to make some changes, and they were actually carrying about $1,600 worth of debt over and above their mortgage. $1,600. Their mortgage payment was only $1,300. And they were really struggling. So they went to their own institution and they talked to them, and their institution didn't really know how to guide them, said, we'll get back to you. Never contacted him back. A whole month had gone by. So this poor gentleman went to his other institution where he had a significant amount of consumer debt as well, and they didn't really understand how to help him. And for myself, when I received his email, he was almost at his wit's end. He was looking at selling his home. He didn't know what to do. He absolutely loved his home. He'd only lived there for about 2 years. This was his first mortgage that he ever had. And because at his work at the particular time there was a strike going on, that's a very, you know, infrequent thing that happens. It's not something that's generally conducive of the industry. And the lending institutions didn't know how to position him. I saw the deal, put it in the next day, got it approved, and he's as happy as can be. He couldn't believe that it could be so easy and that there was a way for him to get it done. He thought he was going to have to be listing his home this spring.
Boy, that's what a turnaround that is, going from listing the home to reducing actually what he's paying on a per month basis. I mean, that's a major turnaround, and this is what you get when you deal with Angela. You get a bunch of options, and all of them include saving money. She'll certainly snoop out the best interest rate that works for you, literally saving you hundreds of dollars. There is no charge for her service. 802-3983, the institution at which your mortgage is finally placed, they pay her fee. 802-3983, Angela Calla, that's with a C, .ca, angelacalla.ca on the website. A lot more information about Angela, and a really cool video as well, kind of explains exactly how the mortgage brokerage business works and what you can expect her and her team to do for you at Dominion Lending Centers. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. I'm Manny Bazunas. Back in a moment.